and we synthesize them.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Moon by Melty Cannon off of their most recent release, Yummy to Gummy, and you heard it on Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool adjective. Iconic. What is iconic? It's a word that's thrown around a lot in a lot of different contexts, but what does it mean? Iconic adjective is defined as relating to or of the nature of an icon, regarded as a representative symbol or as worthy of veneration. I was thinking about this, and we'll get more into this later in the episode. But I was thinking about like idols, because I'm really interested in K-pop, and like the figure of an idol is like such an interesting one. And also like, yeah, I just feel like icon and idol are like very conflatable, I guess, as concepts or as roles maybe. And something that I think is like really interesting about it is like the way that we use the word, oh, it was iconic, oh, they are an icon, it's like very much related to culture. And there's a lot of ways in which like this show and like the whole project of like what's cool, like help me, I'm a dork, like the ways that like, are we talking about coolness or are we talking about culture and appreciation and stuff like that? And like we've talked about how like art and like cultural products like are so related to cool, it's really hard to disentangle them, I think. And I just think like the way we kind of use the word iconic is like, it's not flippant, I would say. Like people use it, like I think that personally, like people use language in a way that's appropriate for them and that's very playful. And like, I just remember like, I don't know if you remember when everyone was kind of like hating on the way that people were using the word literally in like the mid late 2010s. And it's like, you know what? It's playful. It's fun. It's a new use of the word. It's like a new, it's like a play on and like twisting of the original meaning. And like, that's cool. And like, that's actually really interesting. And like, we should celebrate that, I think. I'm not saying necessarily that like, I don't think iconic, I like have no negative feelings towards the way that people use iconic, but I do think it like has become so much more integrated, which I think is really fun. And I think is really, I don't know, like, I think it's nice to find moments of and elements of like icon and celebration in the things that we do and like the things that we interact with. And I mostly see that word kind of being used, for specifically like female pop stars. Like, I think it's a pretty queer, a word that's pretty popular in like queer discourse or like the queer experience of like, oh, well, that like Cher is iconic. She's an icon. Like, what does that mean? And how much celebration there kind of is in that. So something that I think is interesting and that I kind of been talking about is like this, the way that we use iconic and the way we use the word icon, going back to the original definition, something regarded as representative symbol or as worthy of veneration, which I guess like historically, or like definitively maybe, is like very religious coded. But I think that it's like via cultural export, that veneration is earned by like the cultural impact that's kind of made or like expansion. I've just been thinking of like I can't help but think of like cinematic universes and like how do artists and how does their output kind of like expand the cinematic universe of their lore, of their aesthetic, of their genre, of their medium, whatever. And I really feel like people who have had really impressive impact that's where that word is kind of being used. And like, that's where we're seeing the element of an icon or something to be iconic. I think we're seeing it pop up in spaces like that, or in examples like that. And also, like, with, obviously, like, I'm kind of like watching all of these trends come back, and like people celebrating nostalgic celebrities and cultural moments and cultural impacts and stuff like that. And it's just like really, yeah, it's like interesting to kind of reflect on like why that was so iconic or why that was so impactful. Something that was like just kind of organically happening at a time, and now we're revisiting it. I think there's like a really big element of revisiting also in the idea of an icon and in the idea of the iconic. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. But let's get into the tunes, shall we? This next song is How Long by Ma Ki-O off of their most recent release, What Do You Believe In? EP. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. Thank you.
is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Angel Says by Hank off of their most recent released Twist Grip. Just before that was Chanel Beads with the song Urn off of their most recent release, Your Day Will Come. And then opened that set with How Long by Ma Ki-O off of their most recent EP, What Do You Believe In? And you heard it all on Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, iconic. I mentioned this a bit in the opening of the show today, but I am someone who's really interested in like K-pop and the whole kind of like culture and world and lore of K-pop and idols and all that stuff. And it is so like impossible, I guess, obviously, to like disentangle the adjective iconic from the noun icon. And I really think that like icon and idol are like they're not interchangeable, because idol is like, it is like a whole role and it has its whole like history and stuff like that. But I do think that like, they mean similar things. So like an icon is a person or thing regarded as a representative symbol or as worthy of veneration. And I think that like the role that kind of an icon and specifically an idol, which is like what I was thinking about more, that they do in our like kind of cultural, to define cultural trends and fashions and realities, is like they are relatable in that like I think ultimately they really like uphold a kind of unchallenging figure of culture, or like maintain a level of like defining what the trends are and defining what is acceptable and what isn't and da da da. And it kind of is both unrelatable in that like these are people whose whole job is to pay attention to these trends, define these trends, live these trends, like be told what trends are cool, like be, there's a lot of like respectability politics that kind of go into it, but they like both define what these trends and what these cultural kind of definitions are, and also are defined by them by kind of like unwaveringly upholding them. And like, this is not to say that like every idol is like they're not just sheep who don't challenge the world that they're in and don't have a political point of view and whatever. Like, I would never say that, but I do think that like with figures whose so much of their role is to define culture, it's an interesting feedback loop wherein like they also like are kind of, it also is part of their job to not stray too much from what is already established and already accepted, which I just think is a really interesting relationship. And if we want to think about like a recent, like more Western, I guess, example, like I really think that Charlie XCX is having an icon moment. And I think that like going forward, like she will be someone in history who will go down in history as like someone who is an icon. And like her thing right now is like the brat aesthetic and lifestyle, which is interesting about it is like people are so kind of over what typically and historically had kind of been this glossy pop star sheen. Not necessarily that Charli XCX was putting out, but that like huge pop albums would come out and they were like not honest. It like not very, like there was artfulness and like obviously like playfulness and fun and but I think there's been like a huge trend and a huge like appreciation for honesty and vulnerability from artists, which is like quite a big ask, but it's also kind of like a bit of like we've been begging for artistry to come back in some ways. And Charlie XCX, I think, like with her Brat album, like both like romanticized, of course, like this like party brat lifestyle, but also like represented a very real reality for people that like hadn't been and didn't really have a place in huge scale mainstream media. And like, it's such a like, I representation is so important, but like for like real things, like actual like identities and things. But like, and I'm not saying that like this is like a life-changing whatever, like like a girly smoking a cigarette isn't gonna like her life isn't changed because she heard brat necessarily, but I do think that like there's more like a representation of like imperfect and like a cultural, like the vibe shift is coming, and the vibe shift came, and Charli XCX really championed it. And I think that's a really interesting, I just think it's an interesting place to be. So that all being said, we gotta move on. This next song is Angel featuring Binky and Squib by Lemos, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So you can look like an angel.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
All right, I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the
f***? It's the script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Okay. Fountain okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Thank you.
What is up? You just heard Negative Fantasy by Rip Swirl and Untitled Halo. Just before that was Minus World by Dummy off of their most recent release, Free Energy. And then opened that set with Angel featuring Binky and Squib by Billy Lamos off of their Angel EP. You just heard all of those on Teachable Moments. CHS One Step Top for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool. Adjective, iconic. We've talked a lot, so I'm going to keep this break pretty brief, but something that I want to talk about a bit is iconography and like how it's seen as so iconography, the visual images, symbols, or modes of representation collectively associated with a person, cult, or movement. But something to me that's like so important about it, or like that's so relevant to me, is like it's a stand-in. I think that like there is a part of like why we like want to find icons in people or in moments and like want to describe things as iconic is like we want to have a reference, someone who like epitomizes some like cultural movement, some trend, some whatever. And I think that's like a really like natural kind of human navigation. Like it just kind of like is very grounding. Yeah, I think it's an interesting impulse. So that being said, we have to move along. This next song is Three by Lutalo off of their most recent release, The Academy. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
the Vancouver International Film Festival is back. Taking place from September 26 to October 6, VIFF showcases exceptional cinema from around the globe, spanning features, documentaries, and short films, along with unique special events from guest talks to live performances and more. Join us to celebrate the magic of amazing cinema at the 43rd Annual Vancouver International Film Festival. Students get $5 off film tickets and additional discounts by signing up as a U25 member. Go to viff.org, viff.org, to learn more, explore the lineup, and get tickets.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamin speaking Musqueam people on a UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Woe Is Me Scene Report by TJ Felix, ahead of their anticipatory album coming out later this month. Just before that was Spirit Gum by Knitting off of their most recent release, Some Kind of Heaven, on Mint Records. And then opened that set with Lutalo, the song 3 off of their most recent release, The Academy. And you heard it all on Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool adjective iconic. We've talked about idols. We've talked about iconography a bit. Something I want to touch on briefly because we are running out of time is an icon as a stamp. I was talked about a bit about this a bit with my example of Charlie XCX earlier in this episode, but I really think that like an icon or like something that is considered iconic is something or someone who like left their stamp on something, whether it's a movement, whether it's a trend, whether it's like genre, whatever, like, and which is such a honestly like lofty, I don't want to say goal, but like very impressive thing to do, of like having left an impression and having been remembered and considered and things like that. And I think that, yeah, I just think that like icons historically are just people who are so entwined with the movements that they've been a part of, it's like impossible to disentangle them. So that being said, we're gonna move right along. This next song is Marine Ultra by Stemlines off of their most recent release, L4TA, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. side that's left several dead. We don't care about them, cause we'll be born again. Wait, that's misinformation.
I'm not afraid to same for you, but I get lost, I always do.
Listening to Teachable Moments, it does one step shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, iconic. We touched on a lot today and we ran out of time, which is classic. Let's be real. You just heard the song Object Permanence by Sophia Stell off of their most recent release, Object Permanence EP. Before that was Horsepower and Yellow Trash Can with their single Misinformation, and then opened that set with Stemlines with the song Marine Ultra off of their most recent release, L4TA. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments today. It was a blast making this radio for you, and I hope you have an excellent Tuesday. You're a star. We're going to close the show with Jomvis out of Montreal with the song Just Like Takumi featuring Krevlo and Tal Sio off of their most recent release, Near 4A. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
A new era. Real Jomvis in the building.
It doesn't matter if it's old school or new school. When it comes to the musical juggling, DJ Tal CEO